wanna know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our DC studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope all is well. Before we begin this morning, got to give a shout out to my dad, Reginald Martin Sr., turned 65 years young today. So just got to give him a shout out as he's retired, kicking it in my crib in Texas. So, Dad, happy birthday. All right, then, Tom, have we reached the end of the Secret Service Columbia prostitution scandal? More folks fired, resigned yesterday. And so we turn to the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. That is Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, sir. Have we reached the end in terms of this whole Secret Service Columbia prostitution scandal?
I think we've come to a close to the end. It sounds as if there are some of the employees who have either resigned or been fired who are grumbling now that they should not have been fired. That's what the papers are reporting this morning. But I basically think that we're pretty much at the end. I talked to Director Sullivan yesterday, and he told me that he's at the end of pretty much of his investigation. As a matter of fact, on May 1st, he will be giving me a report, a written report, answering 10 questions that was asked of them a few days ago. The deadline is May 1st, so we'll see what that says. But I think we're pretty much at the end of it.
Now, the Secret Service is one part, but you still also had some military folks who were allegedly involved in this.
That's right, Roland. And what we've done in our committee is we've also written a letter to DOD, Department of Defense, asking them, you know, the same questions about what was their involvement, the history of the officers involved, how did this happen, is there a culture of this kind of thing happening? Because we really do want to get to the bottom of this. The Secret Service is a very important organization, and it is, you know, it's like the Navy SEALs. I mean, they are elite, and they are one of the most elite forces in the world. And I've said it over and over again, the main thing they've got to do is make sure that they live up to their reputation. And one of the reasons why we've kind of been kind of careful with the Secret Service is because we don't want anybody to get any kind of ideas rolling that the Secret Service is at a very weak moment, and somebody out there who may want to do harm to the president or the other subjects that they guard may decide that, well, maybe this is an opportune time. So we want to make sure that we stay on top of that, too.
I'm amazed by a number of people who sit here and say, man, this is really not that big of a deal. These things happen. They were not the personal protective detail. But as we said on TV One on Sunday, the advance team is just as important as the people who actually surround the president every day.
The advance team is major. I mean, you know, I just look at when they come to my church in Baltimore in advance of President Clinton coming there. The advance teams do a lot of work. I mean, they start off literally looking at every speck of space. They look at all where a sniper might be. They're looking for places where bombs may be hidden, all kinds of things. And they spot, and they actually determine exactly where they will be. We had over 140 agents, Secret Service agents in Colombia. And the thing about Colombia, if you've ever been there, Roland, you know, a lot of Colombians do not like America. Keep in mind, we right. were involved with eradicating cocaine there, the crops there, years ago, and we still are to some degree. So the FARC is there, the drug folks, and they don't like us. So you've got to be very careful. They would love, I'm sure, to do some harm to a president. Even when congressmen go there, we are usually guarded by about 30 members of the military.
Congressman, no one seems to want to ask this question, so I'll ask it. Are any of the people involved in this scandal black?
Not to my knowledge, but you know that the person who was responsible for going in there and getting those 11 men out initially is an African-American woman from Maryland who is the top agent of with regard to South America. So that's major. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I reported that the other day, yeah.
What about the political side of this, Congressman, in terms of the Republicans' response to this? What are you saying to them in terms of the president? And
well, on the Senate side, the Republicans are trying to make hay of it, mm-hmm. Saying that it was the president is not a good leader.
Right.
But he has, I mean, that's a lot of bunk. And they've also tried to say that White House folks may have been involved in soliciting prostitutes. And the head of the Secret Service said they have looked into that, and there's not one iota of truth in that. So I think they've tried to make a political thing out of it, but I don't think that this is the kind of thing they ought to be dealing with from a political standpoint.
Yeah, but you know how they do.
Oh, yeah.
Congressman Cummins, we certainly
Elijah
appreciate it. Thanks
Cummins
a lot.
From Baltimore.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Roland.
All right, folks, take care.
Whew, I'm so glad no one was black. and no one has asked that question. I've been looking for the answer to that question.